This is the concept of anadi, that the jiva has no beginning. Krishna, 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 Krishna. A cause and effect relationship can never give a satisfactory explanation about things that are beyond cause and effect. God or Krishna is beyond cause and effect relationship, and so are some other things, such as anadi karma. You can't change reality to suit your understanding. Reality has to be understood the way it is. Reality doesn't care for our logic. The basic fact is the ultimate reality cannot be explained by logic alone. Logic that does not contradict Shastra can be used to explain reality, but logic is not sufficient in and of itself. That's why there's a need for Shastra Praman, transcendental Shastra. Unless one accepts Shastra Praman, the transcendental position of Shastra, one can argue about anything. In India, we don't have philosophy. We have darshan. We have the sad darshans. Darshan means to see. It means you see the truth, and then you explain it logically as far as possible. But ultimately, logic has its limitations. There's no point in arguing if you do not accept that Shabda is beyond logic. Without accepting God as anadi, no beginning, there is no solution to your question about karma and the jiva. Anadi, anadi, anadi. There's more stuff about anadi. Anadi Vayamukh. The jiva has been conditioned in the material world since beginning of this time. The conditioning of the jiva and material energy is beginning of this. Anadi. Adi means beginning, Adi means no beginning. The concept of anadi is very difficult to understand because our minds think in terms of cause and effect. All the mind's experiences are within the framework of time. The mind cannot go beyond that. The mind has no ability to grasp the idea of anadi because all the experiences we ever had or will have a beginning and an end. But reality is beyond time and space. Our mind, however, works within the boundaries of time and space. You cannot drag the complete reality within the limits of time and space or cause and effect relationship. Reality stands beyond it. Hinduism is not just a philosophy as understood by Western philosophers. It's not merely a theology, it's a darshan, it's a vision of reality. Reality is not bound by logic, time, or space. Philosophy has its limits. It cannot grasp absolute reality. Reality can only be understood from Shastra. There is no why for anything beyond time and space. There is no why. Everybody always asks questions. Why Krishna did this? Why he created this? Why he made a world of suffering? Why do we have to take birth? Why do we have to die? But there's no question of why for anything beyond time and space. There's only how. How does it work? Not why does it work. interesting ideas. Just that's the way it is. We're here and that's it. Anadi.